Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. When I was a kid, grammar school, very young, I remember that our teacher wanted us to come and bring something to school that we would read out loud to the class. And I remember thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to read to the class. And I was very nervous, believe it or not, even though I'm a professional speaker now. So I looked around the house and I saw a poem that was on my dad's dresser. And I pulled the poem down. I can remember that it was so high up for me to reach up on his dresser. I was still a pretty little kid. And I got it down and I read it and I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I sometimes wonder if this wasn't the thing that introduced me into my own path to personal development and sharing these ideas with others. So I can remember being a little kid reading this and doing it with great passion. So I want to share it with you, and you'll see in just a moment the bottom line in the poem. It's a beautiful poem, and yet it has one overarching theme. That's what we want to focus on today. That's what we want to jumpstart. Here we go. The poem is Myself by Edgar A. Guest. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting sun and hate myself for the things I have done. I don't want to keep on a closet shelf a lot of secrets about myself and fool myself as I come and go into thinking no one else will ever know the kind of person I really am. I don't want to dress myself up in a sham. I want to go out with my head erect. I want to deserve all people's respect. But here in the struggle for fame and wealth, I want to be able to like myself. I don't want to look at myself and know that I am bluster and bluff and empty show. I never can hide myself from me. I see what others may never see. I never can fool myself, and so whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free. Self-esteem and happiness are equal. The more you like yourself, the happier you are. It's just a fact. The more you like yourself, the more successful you are. The more you like yourself, the more other people like you and respond in kind. Now, where is Edgar Guest saying that liking yourself comes from? It comes from being an ethical person. It comes from being a person who knows that they have always done not their best, but the right thing. The person who has done the right thing, even to their own detriment. I see what others may never see. I know what others may never know. I never can hide from myself. And so, whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free. Whatever you've done in the past, it's not too late to begin to live that kind of a life and to enjoy the life that comes with liking yourself for being a person of honor. Give it a try today. I think you'll be impressed with how great you feel. And enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.